Get ready to dive into the intriguing world of private equity. In our four-part interview series with Michel de Gauchereau from LPX, we unravel the secrets of an exclusive financial realm and explore the revolutionary concept of listed public private equity. Welcome to the first part of our interview series on the topic of why and how to invest in private equity. Together with me today, Michel de Gauchereau from LPX. Michel, welcome.
Hello.
Michel, LPX, what does this name stand for, the name of your company, and what are you doing in the field of private equity?
Mm-hmm. Well, LPX was founded in 2004, and LPX stands for Listed Private Equity Index. And we launched the very first private equity index in 2004, which tracks the performance of private equity companies that are listed on the stock exchange. And at that time, it was an innovation because there was no index measuring this asset class. So we have really been a pioneer in providing information and data and making also this investment class, asset class, investable for every investor.
Yeah. And how can people actually invest in private equity? What are the ways to do that?
Well, there are several ways. One way is the traditional route. Over closed-end funds or so-called limited partnerships, where an investor invests in a fund structure, makes capital commitments, which are then called by the general partner, and those investments, those cash flows, are then invested into private companies. That's the typical route. However, there is also another route via the stock exchange. There are private equity companies that are listed on the stock exchange. And by buying those stocks, you basically get access to a portfolio of private equity investments, which is publicly traded. And this is what we follow, where we have our focus on. And by doing so, every investor can invest into that asset class in private equity without minimum investment, without any lock-up period. And you get an immediate diversified portfolio over various sectors, over various vintage years in private companies.
Yeah. But why should investors invest in this intriguing asset class?
Well, the main reason for me is because you get access to new companies, to new technologies, to market leaders, where you usually don't get access over the traditional capital markets. Think of an automotive company or a healthcare company which has one product, and the only aim is to increase revenues, to increase sales of that particular product. However, when you have a portfolio of private companies, you have several hundreds companies, and then you have a manager that is managing that portfolio of private companies and is always looking for new investment, is always looking to whom can I sell my existing investments to make a capital gain. And this is only possible via private equity companies. And then you have, every day you have a diversified portfolio across different technologies, get access to new market leaders. And this is the main reason why you should invest into private equity. Of course, you have also attractive risk and return characteristics when you look at the numbers. But the main reason for me is really to get access to that type of new technologies and companies in private markets.
And how are these investment possibilities structured?
Well, there are several structures. I already mentioned the standard structure, LP and GP structures. When it comes to listed private equity companies, we usually have three type of structures. One structure are private equity companies that make investments from their own balance sheet, which means by buying that type of listed private equity companies, you're buying a portfolio of investments that is traded on a stock exchange. And you have a manager that is investing, is selling, and is making a capital gain on those investments. So that's the typical structure. Then there's a second structure, so-called fund of funds, which invest into private equity funds in those LP structures that I mentioned before. So there are also a few ones that are structured in that way, that you basically buy a fund of fund that is traded on a stock exchange. And then the third group are asset managers, companies that manage those LP structures and generate fee income from managing those LP funds. So that are mainly asset managers, and by investing into the private equity asset managers, you profit from the, let's say, from the growth and increase of the asset class, private equity in general.
And for our retail investors in the audience, what is the most easiest way for retail investors to get a stake into private equity?
Yeah, but there are generally two ways to invest into that asset class for retail investors. One way is to buy an ETF, which is tracking one of our indices. There's one in Europe listed in London on our index. There is one in the United States on our index, and also in Australia. So all over the world, you can buy that type of product, so get access to this asset class. And secondly, you can buy investment companies that are listed on a stock exchange, like BX Swiss. But this requires, of course, that you have a little bit of understanding of those companies, make your own due diligence, look where do they invest in, what type of leverage do they use, do they pay out dividends, and so on. But that are the two main routes to get access, and it's very easy compared to the traditional route of private equity.
Thank you very much, Michel, for sharing your insights. Welcome. Stay tuned for the second part of our interview series, where we will explore the What is Listed Private Equity?